Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Well, a corgi, actually.
I like the energy, killer.
I'm bringing it, snake.
You really are. You really, really are. Hello, boys.
Hello.
Snake. How we doing?
Doing very well. How about yourself?
Feeling good.
Yeah?
Feeling dangerous.
Well, you're in the right place.
That's what
it's
I hear.
It's the world's most dangerous midday show.
Let's go, Baker.
So, all right, let's get this going with this. For $10 million,
yes.
Would you be... I know, right?
I don't even care what it is. You should. Go ahead.
You're going to be stuck in prison.
Yep.
For 3 months. Okay?
Done.
And it's your choice of serial rapist, serial killer, or a KKK type...
As a roommate, as a cellmate.
Yeah.
This is so easy. Serial killer. Hands down. They're not going to kill you. You're not their type.
How do you know? What if they come
really?
After beer enthusiasts?
I mean, I suppose that's possible.
Like they walk in and he's just like, uh-huh.
No. Yeah, I do think serial killer is the way to go out of the three.
They'd be very intelligent because if we're talking serial killer, you're probably thinking, what, 50 people minimum. So they got away with it long enough. They're probably intelligent, easy to talk to. Chances are, again, it'd be very rare that white male serial killer is killing other white males.
Very rare. Another advantage.
I'm just being honest with you. Based on serial killer history.
What if it was a serial killer, alt-right, KKK guy?
No. Well, you know what?
Because that could happen.
Take the 3 months in prison and I'm out.
Rapist, you got a problem. Because maybe 4 margaritas on that one. I don't know.
But couldn't you... Don't you figure if it was a serial rapist that you would be able to whip his ass? I mean, it's not like he's all... jacked, like,
well,
Holyfield.
Serial killer, you could probably whip his ass.
Right. I would be more worried about the KKK type
guy
that's all,
that's third on the list.
Yeah.
There are going to be some vulnerable moments where you're asleep.
Right.
Maybe you turn over on your belly to get a little nap.
Well, what if you sleep on your side? The doctor is in.
that's a worry. Yeah, I'd take the serial killer out of the three. But yeah. I'm not going to jail, so.
For $10 million, too. I mean, that's so easy.
No.
Done. I'd go live in a prison for 3 months for $10 million right now.
Okay, you're ridiculous.
Would you really?
Yes, for $10 million? Are you kidding me? For just 3 months of your life?
Would all y'all?
No.
I'm out.
Gosh,
$20 million, I'm in.
I'm too pretty.
$20 million, you're in.
I'm in. $20
million. All right, for a Cowboys championship.
You would cry on night two.
You're right, I would.
Just
but 3 months later,
like
I'd get out.
Would you?
Curled up in a ball in the shower.
Oh, would you do something so egregious there that they'd have to put you in, like, solitary confinement
for three months?
There's
a couple things I can think of that I'd take my chances with and see if it works. And if not, then it backfired on me. But
I think Matt could pull off crazy, though. He could totally pull it off and then...
Yeah, but
his cellmate would leave him alone.
Pull it off. It's another thing to do it for
3 months.
Yeah, and after, what if he called you out on it? Like, bro, you're not crazy.
My man,
I know you're not.
So instead of that, here's this. Like, really?
Yeah. Exactly.
This guy is crazy.
All right, for a Cowboy championship ring this year, you got to pick one. Donnie goes 1 12-minute round against current day Mike Tyson. Current day.
Well, it's not going to last. That's the whole point.
Or
do you keep reviving me like
he just keeps
Adam
kicking
Sandler
you while
did,
you're on the ground?
Or Matt, Corby, Sean, and Mino, and the rest of the midday guys hot swap one round with Tyson. So what would have a better chance? All of us doing one round? Oh, this says Tyson in his prime. Okay, forget that. Let's just go with modern day. It doesn't matter.
He would kill us.
Yes. Like, it wouldn't last 12 rounds. That's the whole point.
Yeah, but he'd Drago you.
Who's starting for the midday guys? Who's round one?
Matt?
Okay. So Matt's in the ring with Mike Tyson for three minutes.
1 minute. 1 minute.
Oh, it's not going to last. As soon as he takes a couple of right hooks...
Could you dodge him
actually,
for 20 or 30 seconds?
I wonder if you could, because if you only stayed and you shuffled your feet and you had your back to him the whole time, he can't punch you from behind.
The referee is going to make you fight.
No, I would be, but, man, I,
No, yeah, you would not.
No, if you have to fight, then no, I wouldn't last a minute. Are you kidding me?
You don't have to fight. You can run.
If you can run in a circle, then I think I, for a minute, I got him.
I want you at Modelo Ticket Fight Night tomorrow to get in the ring and run for a minute.
Okay.
And then stop and then do it again. And then stop and then do it again. And see how you won't get cornered by an experienced boxer as you are wiped out.
It's modern day Mike Tyson. He's out of shape.
Okay.
He couldn't catch us.
Exactly.
How old is he, by the way?
56.
55, 56?
By the way, I mentioned this yesterday. Excuse me.
Oh, no.
You okay?
No, I'm not. His tattoo is going away.
Really?
Yeah, like he was at the U.S. Open, and it was clear. I'm like, whoa. Like, it's just kind of drifting.
What if he needed some lotion?
Maybe he didn't get it done by a reputable tattoo artist.
What if he's just ashy? It just didn't show up. He moisturizes, and then it's right back to where it needs to be.
Do you guys believe there's a curse on the Cowboys until Jerry puts Jimmy Johnson into the Ring of Honor?
I don't.
No.
But it makes sense.
I don't believe in curses of any kind. But I do believe there is some sort of selling your soul to the devil from the Jerry perspective. Not just Jimmy, but just things through the years.
I think it's more to get that Super Bowl than Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So the three that he won.
I think he made a deal with the devil to get the Super Bowl in Dallas, and all the bad crap happened karma-wise, and now the Super Bowl hasn't been back, and they haven't been back.
Yeah.
And they're still the richest franchise on the planet.
Yeah, more valuable than anything. Right. Why wouldn't you want to have a Super Bowl here in Dallas, in the Metroplex? You know they can handle it.
I'm so dumb that they won't bring one back.
And they're going to always say the weather. Right, right. It's not going to happen at that time.
No.
It's going to be 104 in February.
Would you give up seeing another championship of any kind by any of your teams, pro or college, if that meant that after you die, now this is an easy one for Donovan, your kids and grandkids would enjoy dynasties with every single one of their favorite teams?
No.
Yeah, blank those kids.
Well, I mean, you don't even know. You won't be alive, so you won't know if they're enjoying it or not.
Well, they would. You know that that's going to happen.
Maybe.
You know, well, no, it's written in the hypothetical law book.
It's written in your death certificate.
Yeah, so you know it's going to happen.
As soon as you go,
as I've
you
said,
know.
As I've said before, every team outside of the Rangers, I guess, that I've ever rooted for has won a title.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Some multiple.
And your kids only root for winners. They're bandwagon kids, one, so who cares?
One roots for Golden State. Steph, that's it. One.
Golden State.
Man, if the Rangers had never made the World Series back when they did, then I might go for that. Because I never believed that they would. Now I believe they can. And I really want to see that. And I don't even know if my kid cares that much.
That's the problem. Like, you would die. Like, all right, now they're going to have fun. And they're like, I don't even see the, I don't even watch the
games. They're
not
even watching. Yeah. They're not going to any parades or anything.
Yeah.
They don't even care.
No.
So that's why we all collectively need to say, blank those kids.
Baseball?
Yeah, blank those kids indeed. If athletes had to trade their sports equipment for household items, what unconventional item would be used in place of a baseball bat, and how would it change the game? So the only thing...
The bread dough roll?
The roller?
Rolling
the
pin?
Rolling pin?
Yeah. No.
Oh, I thought you meant the bread.
It would be...
Like a French... French
like,
loaf.
A, like a loaf.
Like hardened French bread.
Yeah.
It would have to be a broomstick. Like ball.
You could use your fire stick, your fire poker thing. Your
fire poker.
Your fireplace?
Yeah.
What do you call that thing? Poker?
Like, yeah.
Instead of poker?
That's what he said. Because it's made out of steel or whatever. Yeah, that would be solid.
But it's so tiny. Yeah.
Mine's like 3 feet.
Yeah, but...
But it's really thin. You're not going to get any contact.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, think about it. Kids growing up in New York City, that's all, like, you
broom
see,
handles,
like,
stereotypical
handles. Broom ball.
I just feel like if you're going to play baseball at that, it would shatter the broomstick.
But you've heard stick ball.
Yeah.
Right, but they don't use a baseball.
Well, then we need to use a household item for the baseball now.
Yeah, you would have to change
like
everything.
Like a cotton ball?
Or what? Saran wrap kind of tape.
Orange.
To make it almost like a ball. Yeah, well, yeah, sure.
Tennis okay. Ball. Is that a household item? Every household has
I
a
have some
ball.
In my home.
Okay.
What about the little egg that you put pantyhose in? Do you guys ever see that with your grandma's?
Yeah, of course.
That's how they used to sell them. Like, what's in here? Oh, it's this.
And you
put it on your head.
As a little kid, I would always just open it and close it. And
that's what they used to wear when they robbed banks.
Yeah,
it was always a pantyhose.
Yeah, son, you got a panty on your head.
But you're actually thinking that maybe there's, maybe it's a candy egg.
Yeah, but it never
was.
Open
up
and then you got older and it kind of could be.
It's just stockings.
What about eggs?
If you could turn any everyday activity into an Olympic sport, what would you choose and how would you win the gold?
Pooping.
Did you just say that?
Mm-hmm. I'm a gold medalist.
How so? You can do it from different angles?
Yeah, but he wouldn't be even be allowed to be televised because he gets nude.
Okay. That's fine.
Just blur out that part like Japanese porn.
What makes you better at it?
I'm pretty good at it.
What does that even mean?
Are you
like
talking
you
about
can,
quick,
like distance?
Quick and efficient?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering now.
Stylized?
Maybe speed?
Volume?
I say speed.
So yeah, there's a lot that goes into what makes this successful.
Right. Here it is.
And I think there are different categories you can have
like
where you're judged by it.
Yeah, you could do speed poo.
Speed.
Because then it becomes.
Volume.
He's on the pod. And
smell.
Whoa, he's there on, it is. Whoa. It's out.
Yeah, less smell? Like, or more? Is that?
Nah, what's, more is better.
More is better.
Gold medal, yeah.
Well, that's all diet.
I know.
Speed, though, is interesting. Because then you'd have guys that are just waiting and holding it and holding it.
All of a sudden, just...
But you couldn't do liquid because then that means you took something probably to enhance your performance.
But then I'd kind of react like when
That's true. You would get busted.
Yeah.
You'd
have to be solid.
You would get banned from the Olympics for taking a laxative.
Right. Yeah, you couldn't do
it. I wouldn't do it. I don't need it.
So you're regular.
I've never taken one.
Dude. And then, like, one of them would be like a weekly competition over the course of 5 days. How close to the exact same time did you go?
And then you make the noises like the shot put guys.
Yeah. I think vacuuming. I have.
Oh.
Vacuuming.
Dude, I got three dogs and they all shed like idiots. And
man,
we do it every day. We vacuum every day to get the hair out of wherever.
Man,
like,
that's
it's
rough.
Dude.
You don't have a automatic, like,
the Roomba
thing? Yeah.
Guess what happens if the Roomba is roaming around the house?
Yeah, Matt.
The dogs tear it to a thousand pieces like a squirrel.
I don't know. What about changing the air filter? I'm pretty good at that.
Every day?
About washing dishes.
No, I'm not good at
that. Are you consistent on changing the air filter? Do you do it, like, regularly?
Oh, yeah.
I do, too.
As soon as I change it, I write 3 months later and write it down on the calendar so I can remember to go do it again.
Do you have a calendar?
For your air filter.
I have several calendars
that are
in my
just
home.
Hung up?
Yes.
Do you really?
I do.
Like in your bedroom, your bathroom, your kitchen?
There are at least 4 calendars hanging in my house.
You're kidding me.
I'm not kidding.
That's incredible.
So you have one?
I have one in the office, yeah, so I can write stuff in events.
One in the office, one in the spare bedroom, one on the refrigerator, and there's the other one in the master bedroom.
That's amazing. You have that many.
I feel like the phone has replaced that, like notes and things like that.
I do that.
Yeah, I'm constantly on the note thing.
I just like to kick it old school.
Do you update all of them every time you add something to one, you put it on the other three?
No. The one in the spare bedroom is specifically for air filters and when I need to change out my toothbrush.
How do you know when you can change out your toothbrush?
Wait, what? You just look at the line on the toothbrush. If it's low, you replace it.
There's a line on the toothbrush?
Yeah, like the blue middle part or whatever when it's not as blue.
I thought you just kind of had it. It's like a feel, a game of feel
it
where
going,
it like kind of looks
crazy.
Grody and you're like, I'm out. I'm done with this.
And if you can position it to where you can change both at the same time, you're golden.
How do you do that? Kick ass.
Because you replaced the air filter and your toothbrush on the same day.
Well, it's not the same time.
And you're not going to the same store.
Is your air filter right next to your bathroom?
Not far away.
Has your wife ever changed an air filter?
No.
Neither is mine.
And I'm fine with it.
Yeah. It's one of the few things that we are allowed, not allowed, but are just, it's...
I have my specific job.
It's implied that you're supposed to
do course.
That.
Of course.
Which is weird.
Has your wives ever cut the grass? Like, taking the lawnmower and cut the grass? Like,
yeah, that was funny.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, what's
oh
wrong
my
with
God,
you?
I want to see this now.
Because my wife did that. She went and cut the grass, and I felt violated.
Oh, my
that
God.
She
this
had
is...
taken something from my manhood.
Or did you pull up a chair, like the meme, sit down with a nice beverage, and just watch her do it?
I kind of want to go give her the weed whacker and see what she does.
No.
Kind of awesome. No, because she might slice her feet
We
up.
Have outsourced that over the last 10 years, but back in the lawn mowing days. Okay. I'm adding to the economy, Matt. Just trying to help people out.
No, I believe you.
Me too.
But there's not a chance in hell she could have started the lawnmower, started the weed eater.
Without and losing two fingers and three toes.
Yes, yeah. And not knowing how to change the bag out. Nothing, zero. Amazing. No girl ever learns how to do that. I'm impressed with your wife, Killer.
Me too.